This country legend recorded this song that was written by his good friend J.P. Richardson, also known as the Big Bopper, only 1 week after he died tragically in that airplane crash that also killed Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens. According to him, from his 1997 memoir, I Live to Tell It All, he was drinking heavily throughout the recording session, and they did 83 takes before they got the one that they could use. Well, the producer and guitar player Buddy Killen said that he wore the skin off his fingers playing that same opening on his upright bass, and he had to wear Band-Aids to cover the raw blisters. Well, that 83rd take resulted in this legend's first number one song. It spent 5 weeks there in 1959. That's the story behind the song by George Jones, White Lightning.